How about Season 8, Episode 32 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, celebrating 40 years on the 4th of each month with throwback events, including 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day. Hooters, 7 years running now as the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And a very, 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 very memorable Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft night this year. Thanks to everyone who participated and is playing hard in the podcast leagues. I guess I spoke too soon about Rob Wright not making deals. And he just made the same mistake he admitted to me he made last year, which involved me, as he traded me, Jalen Hurts, in the podcast league. I think he said he'd never do it again. He just traded Jalen Hurts again to a former podcast league champion in Tony in a six-player deal. Rob now has already made one-third of his allowed trades for the season in the span of, I don't know, about 10 days. Love you, Rob. Best to you and Mrs. Wright as you get ready to welcome your daughter into the world as well. We'll see you at the golf tournament on October 7th. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The personalities I have playing in the podcast leagues and the foundation league and in my golf tournaments, damn, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. Big reason why I do all this is for the people I've met. And just, I've always said, if you allow it, life will entertain you. You just got to be open to it. Write.todd@yahoo.com, social media, @ToddWright2121, Twitter X, and of course, Instagram. We can be Facebook friends if you want. I am Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. By the time you listen to this, the Thursday night game will have been played. We Jahmyr Gibbs owners hopeful to finally get that bust out game. But so many highly drafted running backs are disappointing this year. It's been other running backs who've been throwing up the big numbers. So with no Montgomery, maybe we Gibbs owners get a game out of Gibbs. Not sure what it means going forward. Would help when Montgomery comes back in terms of Gibbs's usage in the Lions offense. We'll see. I won't talk any more about the Thursday night game because it's in the rearview mirror by the time you hear this. So you'll hear this before the Sunday and Monday games. Remember, you have a Sunday morning game in London. I believe it's Falcons Jags. So just remember that you can't wake up, roll out of bed, and really start cranking around the 11:30 a.m. inactives, because if you have Falcons and Jaguars on your team, you're going to be like, oh, I was going to put Bijan Robinson in, or, oh, I was actually going to take Todd's advice and sit Kyle Pitts this week. So the latest, by the way, the latest Kyle Pitts apologists are saying, well, you know, he has all these air yards and Desmond Ridder just can't get him the ball. Oh, really? Now it's Ridder's fault. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not big on Ridder either, but that's, no. Yeah. So for giggles, let's do this. Most of you know, I call mandatory tight end leagues outdated, and my leagues have always had a wide receiver tight end flex instead, which maintains the integrity of big-time tight ends. You can play Travis Kelce there, right? You play Mark Andrews there. Previous years, you play Gronk there. When he was hot, when he is hot, you play Kittle there. Sure. There are a handful. That's the problem. Handful to me. How many fingers you got? Five. Remember Antonio Alfonseca of the Marlins? Six. Someone just had a baby, has seven, and the parents are like, no, leave it. Yeah. Handful to me is five. If you're playing in a fantasy league with five teams, which is an odd number, not just because it's small, it's odd. Literally. Then you got enough tight ends to maybe go around. That's the problem. There aren't enough relevant tight ends to go around. Let's try to prove my theory here again. So here are the wide receiver tight end point production rankings in my scoring settings, which are not biased against tight ends. I eliminated it as a starting position. That's all. I started Hockenson last week. Almost got six on the final, on the last or next to last play of the game in the Vikings. Instead, off his hands, a pick, and Brandon Staley wins a poorly coached game for the Chargers. Still love that. The Chargers out Viking the Vikings. The Vikings out Chargered the Chargers last week. So at the wide receiver / tight end flex position in my leagues, the top 25 point producing players are all wide receivers. Okay, that's just the first page. That's how Yahoo ranks them. Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Mike Evans, Debo Samuel, Tank Dell, Adam Thielen, Puka Nacua, Stephon Diggs, Tutu Atwell, Marvin Mims Jr., Devontae Smith, Nico Collins, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mike Williams, now out for the year, Romeo Doubs, Jordan Addison, Amari Cooper, Chris Olave, George Pickens, DK Metcalf, Brandon Ayuk, missed a game, Marquise Brown, Michael Pittman. Okay, so we already have 25 wide receivers through 3 weeks, better than every tight end. Let's hit next 25 and see what we got. Jacoby Myers, 26. Garrett Wilson, 27. CeeDee Lamb, 28. There's Hockenson. First tight end on the board in fantasy scoring in my 21st century standard scoring settings. Hockenson, first tight end up. Wide receiver tight end flex number 29. Let's keep going. Gabe Davis, 30. Cortland Sutton, 31. Jalen Reed, 32. Josh Reynolds, 33. Rashid Shaheed, 34. Kendrick Bourne, 35. Sam Laporta, 36. I will say the NFL Network Fantasy Show keeps pounding this drum. I'm starting to hear it. 18 catches through 3 games. Averaging 10 yards a catch, and he has a score. He's worth talking about. He's tight end 2 in my league through 3 weeks and a free agent. Then Hunter Henry, because he has 2 scores. Then Lockett, A.J. Brown, Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, T. Higgins, D.J. Moore, Brandon Johnson, K.J. Osborne. Then Travis Kelce, granted he missed a game. Parham, Chase, Flowers, and Raymond. So of the top 50 point producing wide receiver tight end flex, 5 are tight ends, none in the top 28. Do we dare go more? Let's go 51 through 75. Tell you what. First 4 are wide receivers. We'll keep going. Then Evan Engram. Okay, so that's the tight end 6. Michael Thomas, Freiermuth, that's tight end 7. Then Rice, Woods, Aguilar, Waddle, Chark, Wilson, Godwin, London. I know this isn't doing much for you, but it is for my argument. Hopkins, Craycraft, Samuel, Wicks, Westbrook, Mark Andrews, George Kittle. Not much production there. Okay, so let's do this. If we shave off the bottom 5 with some lubrication there, 70... So of the top 70 point-producing pass catchers, 7 are tight ends and none in the top 28. Why are you playing mandatory tight end leagues? And the bye weeks are about to hit. This is why I modernized my starting lineups a decade ago, and you should too. Okay, let's go to some talking points based on rankings using Matthew Berry's. These were published yesterday, week 4, fantasy football rankings. Let's go. We've gone quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Let's do it a little bit different this time. Let's see if I can get rid of that video so I can have a full screen off, and it doesn't let me do that. There, thank you very much to NBC Sports. The wide receiver rankings according to Matthew Berry of NBC Sports. Jefferson 1, Tyreek 2, Devontae Adams 3, Jamar Chase 4, Keenan Allen 5, off some big games. Stephon Diggs 6, Amon-Ra 7, Olave 8. It is against the Bucs, but don't know who's – I mean, that's – is that Jameis throwing the ball there? That seems high. A.J. Brown, 9. CeeDee Lamb, 10 against the Patriots. Is Belichick going to take down Lamb or is he going to take down Pollard? Deebo, 11. I guess that depends on Ayuk's status. Pittman, 12. Waddle, 13 if he plays. Higgins, 14 off a lot of nothing in week 3. Puka Nacua, 15. DK Metcalf, 16. A lot of nothing for – no, DK actually had a decent game. He just didn't score for Seattle last week. Devontae Smith, 17. Mike Evans, 18. His production early this season. He scored in every game, right? I think he has. Amari Cooper, 19, despite phantom whistles. Jacoby Myers, 20. Calvin Ridley, 21. Doug Peterson kind of talking to Calvin Ridley as, you know, there's some panic in Jacksonville. Saying to Ridley, you know, just kind of relax. He had some drops and some other things. After his big week 1. Pickens, 22. There's Ayuk, 23. That should be higher. Garrett Wilson, 24. He's losing his mind. And we'll stop there. Keep an eye on Adam Thielen. I'm telling you, in games Dalton starts, Adam Thielen's going to be good. If Dalton starts for Carolina against Minnesota, Thielen against the Vikings, Thielen off double-digit catches. Dalton threw it 58 times against the Seahawks. Yeah. Okay, let's go to his running backs. Running backs have been odd so far through 3 weeks. But Run CMC has been terrific, justifying me picking him number 1 over Justin Jefferson. Tony Pollard, 2. Against the Pats? I know Pollard's touching the hell out of the ball, especially, I mean, I know Kyron Williams' snap count can't be touched, but Pollard's just a high-volume player. I don't know if he can hold up, and especially in the red zone where the Cowboys haven't been that good. Pollard at 2 seems high. Eckler might go. Would be 3. Chargers need him. Joshua Kelly not getting it done as a starter. Bijan Robinson, 4 in London against the Jaguars. ETN off a big game and a loss. 5. There's Kyron Williams playing 100% of the snaps for the Rams. Kenneth Walker getting it done in the red zone. Charbonnet had more touches last week, but doesn't seem like any threat to Walker's workload. Derrick Henry, 8. Hadn't been going good for Henry. Not a lot is going good in Tennessee. That's why Vrabel was on my list of, you know, coaches who could be fired this year. The Titans O-line lost a key player to injury, I think, in the preseason or in camp. You got a quarterback you can't win with. Secondary wise, they're not good and they're not getting to the quarterback either. Not a lot going on positively in Tennessee, and Spears got a lot of snaps in week 3. Some say this, we might be getting to that point. Would the Titans trade Derrick Henry within the season? You know, I don't know that a lot of teams are in the market for running backs, but taking on Derrick Henry, knowing his contract is not beyond this year, that might be something somebody does. Who would do that of the contenders? Well, Mostert's going to get hurt. Then could Achan. Still trying to learn it. It's not Achane, according to what he said to Peter King. Yeah, it's going to be a team that has an injury at running back. Yeah. Josh Jacobs, not happening. He's ranked at 9. There's Gibbs at 10. James Cook off to a good start. Miles Sanders touching the hell out of the ball. His runs aren't much, but his role in the offense is very significant. Madison had a bounce back game last week. Mostert's at 14. Zach Moss at 15. DeAndre Swift at 16. We'll stop there. And then how does Matt rank? Top 12 quarterbacks. Hurts, Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, Richardson. Don't know yet if he plays against the Rams. Tua at 6 against the Bills defense. Burrow 7 on a bad wheel. Granted, Titans secondary, not good. Kirk Cousins 8. Purdy 9 against the Cardinals. Lamar 10 off his 2 rushing touchdowns, no passing touchdowns, and a loss to a team with a backup quarterback. Trevor Lawrence 11. Deshaun Watson 12. I'm going to throw in 13 because guess who I picked up on waivers and I may play him this week? Russell Wilson. For all the shit with the Broncos, Wilson's got back-to-back 300-yard games. And of most available quarterbacks on waivers, Russ is better than all of them through 3 weeks. Maybe he is picking up some things with the Sean Payton offense. Mims is getting more involved. It isn't Russ's fault that they gave up 70. I mean, Russ is, I've owned him in the past. Most of you have too. He's very frustrating. But I got Burrow on a bad leg. And I didn't play him last week. I played Geno instead. I'm not going to play Geno this week at the Meadowlands on Monday night. It's not that the Giants defense scares me. I'm just not going to do it. So I might just let Russ go. Because even the odds makers think, as bad as the Broncos are, the Bears are worse. If you're going to tell me Russell Wilson's going to throw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Bears' floor, I'm going to take it until I see Burrow have a healthy game. So we'll see. Jordan Love, top 15, by the way. I would have gone Love instead of Wilson, even though Wilson's points are higher. But Love is not available in the league. Or is he? They're right around the same. You guys know I was big on the Packers and the Dolphins before the season began. I said to you, 9 of the last 10 Super Bowls have included a team that the previous year didn't win a playoff game. I said if the trend continues this year, it's going to be the Packers or the Dolphins. And here we are 3 weeks later. Could be the Packers or the Dolphins. All right. Send any of your fantasy questions to write.todd@yahoo.com. write.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 8, Episode 32, presented by Hooters.